Introduction. The indispensable witness. There is an unbroken golden thread running through the entire tapestry of human history. It is a thread woven not by the hands of kings, priests, or conquering armies, but by the unwavering, often unheralded footsteps of women. To understand the story of human redemption, one must realize a profound truth. From the dawn of creation to the end of the age, God did not relegate women to the margins of his plan. Instead, he placed them at the exact pivot points of crisis and victory. Women have held an indispensable role in salvation history. Where humanity stumbled, God raised a woman to point the way forward. Where a male king or leader faltered, a female witness stood firm. This book is a journey through that indispensable lineage. It is a view of God's redemptive architecture, tracking a singular promise across thousands of years, from the dust of Genesis to the heights of Revelation. As G.K. Chesterton frequently noted, the modern world has a strange habit of thinking that progress means inventing entirely new human natures, while completely forgetting the very nature of how we got here. We think we are being revolutionary when we talk about the dignity of women, completely blind to the fact that the ancient church built its entire theological fortress upon the unique, unrepeatable dignity of a single woman. The modern critic wants a new corporate committee. The Bible gives us a mother. The Ark of the Promise. This journey begins in the shadows of a fallen Eden. In Genesis 3:15, amidst the wreckage of original sin, God delivers the proto-evangelium, the very first gospel message. He does not address Adam. He addresses the serpent, declaring, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." From that moment on, the enemy's target was locked onto the woman and her lineage. The narrative moves immediately into the ancient world, where the matriarchs of Israel, women like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, kept the fragile flame of the covenant alive through difficult trials and miraculous births. We see God using unheralded heroines like Miriam, Deborah, Hannah, and Esther to deliver nations, shape kingdoms, and echo the voice of prophecy. As the centuries rolled on, this collective witness condensed into a singular prophetic concept, the daughter of Zion. This was the personification of Israel itself, longing, waiting, and preparing to receive her king. From fulfillment to the early church, then history reached its absolute climax. The centuries of waiting collapsed into a quiet room in Nazareth. At the Annunciation, the promise of Genesis 3:15 became a physical reality. Mary's unwavering fiat, her radical yes to God, turned the page of human history forever. Through her obedience, the new Eve reversed the disobedience of the first. The womb that carried the Creator became the living ark of the new covenant. This role was not a temporary assignment that ended at the Nativity. The indispensable witness of the woman marched all the way to Calvary. When the male disciples fled into the night, the women stood anchored at the foot of the cross. They were the ones who refused to leave his side, and consequently, they became the very first witnesses and evangelists of the resurrection. This earthly victory echoes directly into eternity. In Revelation 12:1, the bookends of Scripture close as the woman clothed with the sun stands victorious over the dragon, fulfilling the ancient mandate of Genesis. This is the ultimate triumph of the church and Mary together. What the church remembers. This is not a modern theological reinterpretation. The earliest Christians, the church fathers who lived, wrote, and died in the centuries immediately following the apostles, understood this perfectly. They wrote extensively about the New Eve framework. They saw the radical spiritual equality brought by Christ, and they honored the female martyrs who defied the Roman Empire with fierce, unbreakable faith. So, is the role of the woman truly indispensable to salvation? The answer is woven into every chapter of Scripture. God chose to enter our world through the flesh and blood of a woman. He chose a woman to be the gateway of the Incarnation. To understand Mary is not to distract from Jesus. It is to understand the depth, beauty, and precision of God's rescue mission for the human race. Let us step back into the ancient world to see how this grand design began.